This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. If you've still got enough energy left following the spring and summer growing seasons, it's time to plant cool season vegetables that thrive in cooler weather, including leafy greens like lettuce, spinach, and kale, and root crops such as carrots, radishes, and beets. In addition, K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist Cynthia Domenghini says it's time to decide whether our iris and peony should be divided and if we want to deadhead flowers to promote blooming. Cynthia, still some things that we can do in the lawn and in the garden, and in particular, we can still plant some things in the garden.
Absolutely. Now, it may not feel like it, but fall is approaching, and we are getting to the time of planting that fall salad garden. So from mid-August through early September, you can think about seeding some of those leafy greens, even radishes and carrots, for a fall garden. If you're going to be planting those in the ground, though, rather than in containers, you will want to plant the seeds a little bit deeper than you do in the spring, because then they'll be able to take advantage of that cooler soil temperature, and the water tends to be retained a bit better deeper down into the soil, so the seeds will benefit from that as well.
There's also some things maybe in just the home landscape we might want to start thinking about too. Dividing iris, one of those?
Right. We have been in that time of year for a couple weeks now where it's time to think about dividing the irises. This is particularly important if you noticed your clumps of irises didn't bloom real well this last year. If you had a great bloom and you don't think they look like they're overcrowded, and, well, quite honestly, if you don't have time to divide them, then you could probably postpone it another couple years. It's not something we have to do every year. But in my own personal garden, I didn't get a bunch of blooms on my irises, and I noticed that they were starting to grow on top of each other and even growing over the sidewalk. So I did some dividing and thinning out the iris clumps. So hopefully next year I'll have a much better bloom.
I guess kind of along that same line, then, the deadheading will also help promote some blooming.
Right. Now, this is something that not all gardeners want to do, and that's a personal choice. If you are focused on getting more blooms from your plants, then deadheading is something that you probably want to keep up with so that the plant will continue to put energy into creating new flowers and extending your bloom season. But some gardeners want to leave seed heads or allow the flower to turn into a seed head so that they can provide food for the wildlife. And that's another great option. And it eliminates the need for deadheading. So you take your pick.
Peonies are also out there, and they do sometimes require some maintenance.
Yeah, just like with the irises, though, peonies really don't have to be divided too often. Every 3 to 5 years, you could probably even go longer than that. But if your plants didn't bloom real well, that may be something you want to consider, is looking at how big your mother plant is and consider dividing it into smaller plants. And it may take a couple years for them to bloom well again. But as they grow and multiply, you'll see an increased bloom production.
One thing we don't want to do is any spring flowering bulbs. No pruning there.
Right. Our shrubs that bloom in the spring, avoid pruning those at this time of year. Because what's happening right now from August and September is that they are starting to develop the buds that will bloom in the spring. So if you're cutting back those perennials, or those shrubs like forsythia, mock orange, cotoneaster, or viburnums, those are all going to be blooming in the spring. So if you cut them back right now, you're essentially cutting off the buds, cutting off the flowers, and you can expect a reduced bloom in the spring.
And if people want more information on this or anything, they can check out your newsletters.
Exactly. You can email hortsupport@ksu.edu, and we can get you subscribed to the newsletter. Also search the Kansas Garden Guide for some really great information on all things gardening.
That's Cynthia Domenghini, a K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist, on what to do in the garden and home landscape from now through early September. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.